Richard Burke is hoping to make it legal to drive ATVs and utility task vehicles, or UTVs, also called side-by-sides, on all streets of Mitkoff Island. The final version of the proposed ordinance he submitted to the borough no longer includes snow machines. Burke says too many people said they'd support the measure if snow machines were left out of the discussion. Burke's proposed ordinance gets reviewed by the borough's attorney, and the borough clerk will decide, based on the attorney's opinion, whether Burke can start gathering signatures on a petition. Petersburg's borough assembly Monday did not have much of a discussion on the issue. Burke told the assembly a few of his reasons for pursuing the change.
ATVs are great on gas. They take up no space on the road, well, half the space of a normal car. They're cheap on insurance, and today, after the radio show, I called my insurance agent, $22.60 for an entire year for my ATV. Yeah, I think this would be great for Petersburg.
Burke was responding to concerns about the possible ballot measure from assembly members on a KFSK radio call-in show earlier in the day. Assemblymember Nancy Strand said she was not able to get the cheap insurance that Burke has cited as a reason to allow on-road use. And also during that show, Cindy Logadakis voiced some concerns with the proposal.
And one of them is that we're not a village. You know, we are a larger community. I've lived in small bush villages, and people do use ATVs on the roads, but not to a great extent. And there are some safety concerns with that.
Neither assembly member sounded in favor of enacting the on-road use before it goes to a vote or putting the issue on the ballot without requiring signatures. Burke was waiting to submit his ordinance until the borough assembly finished making a change to local law on special elections because he did not want to force a special election vote on this issue. His proposal would require residents in Service Area 1 wanting to drive on local streets to register an ATV with the borough, costing $20 for a two-year permit. If the ordinance is certified for signature gathering, Burke will need the signatures of one quarter of the number of ballots cast in last October's election. That means signatures from at least 283 local voters to get the issue on the ballot. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.